The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, he will sit upon his glorious throne, and all the nations will be assembled before him. And he will separate them one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will place the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, 'Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. A stranger and you welcomed me. Naked and you clothed me. Ill and you cared for me. In prison and you visited me.' Then the righteous will answer him and say, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? When did we see you ill or in prison and visit you?' And the king will say to them in reply, 'Amen, I say to you, whatever you did for one of these least brothers of mine, you did for me.' Then he will say to those on his left, 'Depart from me, you accursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. A stranger, and you gave me no welcome. Naked, and you gave me no clothing. Ill and in prison, and you did not care for me.' Then they will answer and say, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or ill or in prison and not minister to your needs?' He will answer them, 'Amen, I say to you, what you did not do for one of these least ones, you did not do for me.' And these will go off to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life." The Gospel of the Lord. During the course of his earthly life, Jesus' real identity was concealed. He did not amble about the streets boldly and openly declaring himself to be God come down to earth. No. He left that a mystery for people to discover on their own and in their own time. And people didn't know. Townspeople of Nazareth didn't know. His friends didn't know. Even the apostles didn't know, at least not at first. They had to discover that mystery on their own because he calls us to faith. And Jesus' identity is still shrouded in mystery, isn't it? It's shrouded in mystery, most perfectly concealed in the Blessed Sacrament. But there's many other ways in which our Lord's presence is shrouded in mystery, where two or more are gathered in my name, says the Lord, I myself am present among them. And did you know that our church actually teaches that there's a mysterious presence of Christ when the word of God is proclaimed, and even in the person of the priest? Mysterious presence. But there's one presence of the Lord so concealed that he himself will have to reveal it to us on Judgment Day, and that's his presence in the least of your brethren, the poor and the lowly, the despised and the forgotten, and also by extension, the difficult, the annoying, the irritating, and the people you'd really rather run away from. Both the saved and the damned are equally surprised on that day. "Lord, we didn't know it was you." Now, the greatest commandment is to love God, to love others for God's sake. But the first and the greatest commandment is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. But how do you do that? How exactly do you do that? I can love a family member, I can love a friend, I can love a neighbor, I can even love a stranger on the street, but how do you love God Well, Jesus says, if you love me, keep my commandments, right? Well, that's true. Not the whole picture. Because when it comes to keeping commandments, we habitually and regularly do the very least we possibly can do. That's what the first reading was all about, by the way. First reading from the book of Leviticus, and you thought you were hearing the Ten Commandments. Nope. That read is an extended commentary on the Ten Commandments for the express purpose of telling us what they contain because we so habitually and regularly minimize the commandments that God gave us. And that's why Jesus said to St. Catherine of Siena, and she wrote this in her dialogues, he said, because it's so difficult for you to love the God that you cannot see, I've commanded you to love me in the neighbor who you can see, that whatever you do to them, that you do to me. And that's what we need to live by. But as we live by that, there's just three little things I think it's helpful for us to keep in mind. First of all, if it's difficult, give yourself a break. It's the highest standard of any religion in the world by far. You will never hear anyone else in any other religion saying such a thing. Now, every religion tells us to be good to other people, right? Everyone, every religion tells us that. But you will never hear Buddha saying that whatever you did to the least of my brethren, that you did to the Buddha. Only Jesus says such things. So yes, it's difficult. Admit it. And it's okay. Second thing to remember is that it takes away from us all pretext of excuses. Once upon a time, I used to be a teacher. I think I've mentioned that before. And every time I would give my students a test, I would always prepare them with a review for the test. And my review, I basically gave them the questions in advance so that all they had to do was learn what I said. And would you believe it? They still failed. It was incredible. Well, if life has a final exam, it's the last judgment. And here's our Lord basically giving us the questions that'll be on life's final exam. There's one thing you won't be able to do on that day. You will not be able to plead ignorance. Lord, Lord, I didn't know. Oh, yes, you did. And the third thing to remember as we keep this, as we hear these words, is that it gives us the highest possible motive for acting. We always act most strongly, not for an idea, not for a principle, but for a person. And not only in the course of our Lenten observance, but actually in the course of our prayer life all year long. This is one thing we want to pray to keep in mind. Remember always, not just what you're doing. Remember who you're doing it to. And don't worry about what you feel. Feelings come, feelings go. Feelings often are dependent on what you had for dinner last night. Don't worry about what you feel. Just act. And let the feelings take care of themselves. Because one day, these are words we want to hear spoken to us, the greatest words anyone can possibly ever hear. What are the greatest words that anyone can ever possibly say to you? You're wonderful, you're amazing, I believe in you, I love you, congratulations, you just won the lottery. What are the greatest words that anyone can possibly say to you? Well done, good and faithful servant. Come now and inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. May we remain faithful to our Lord's presence in others, that one day those words may be said to each of us.